yes, this morning we announced that the 2019 Knox County Fair, which is the 169th, the longest continuously running county fair in the state of Illinois, we are going to have a concert again, and which is going to be Craig Morgan is going to be the headliner, and we're going to have a band called Brushville as his opening act ahead of him.
Very cool.
July 11th.
Yeah, when's the last time the Knox County Fair had music in the grandstand?
In the grandstand, the last time we did that was 2002 with the Kentucky Headhunters.
And I guess just why did, I don't know if you were involved at that time, but why did music in the grandstand go away, and why does the fair board that think that it's something worth giving a shot again?
Well, it's several things. In the past, you know, we've had very successful grandstand shows. To the tune, we've had Charlie Daniels, two shows, Susie Boggess. You know, Charlie did those two shows in the same night, and they were both just packed. We had Susie Boggess, Mark Wills, Marshall Tucker Band, and, you know, everybody remembers the judge showing up but didn't like what they saw, so they left. And then also, way back when, 35 years ago, we actually had the band named Alabama.
Oh, wow.
Perform at the Knoxville High School. So we kind of had a history for it, and it just got to the point that we were competing the exact same days as the Mississippi Valley Fair. You know, they're getting major stadium touring acts coming through their fair, and we were on the exact same dates. So we just, the people tended to buy the week-long pass to go see a band every night, and they kind of shade away from us. So we just chose not to do it any further because the income was slowly declining and we were losing some money on it. And we just made that financial decision that it wasn't the best interest to continue with it at the time.
Okay. Would you say it's a little bit of a risk that in what you're trying out here then?
Oh, absolutely. And I tell you, the only reason that we're going forward with this and we considered it is we threw some feelers out there in the community and got some major sponsorship. By that, I mean we've got Nutrien Ag Solutions have agreed to get on board with us and donate, sponsor the show, along with Martin Misavage Seeds from Cameron, and also Stark Seed Service from over in the Rumble Valley by Wyoming, and Channel Seeds, those two, Martin Misavage and Stark Seed, our Pioneer dealers, and then Channel Seeds also stepped up and on board with us and chose to sponsor us also. And that's the only way that we're able to do this today is the cost for the production and the acts have only done nothing but get bigger as time's gone along. Mm-hmm. And that's how we were able to throw this out there for the community to hopefully get some support for them and to provide a fairly cost-effective show so they don't have to go other places and spend 3 to 4 times what we're charging to get in the gate.
Yeah, very reasonable ticket prices, right? $20 for
for the grandstand.
Yes.
And then we're calling it the holding pen. The track area in front of the stage is going to be a $30 ticket. So we pointed that, like I said, to a lower cost ticket price, so hopefully to gain more people to come to our show.
Trying to run the volume aspect of
exactly.
It more.
Yep,
okay.
For sure. And to get, we had to find that fine line of a newer artist that has got some name recognition and still people remember their songs, and Craig Morgan just was a natural fit.
Mm-hmm.
One, I'm a huge fan of his, and several people from the time I got this idea to try it again, we've tried, run the numbers a little bit in the past three or four years. Just we couldn't get it penciled out, and I guess we ran with it a little bit. Kind of floated the name out that we were thinking about him with our sponsors, and we didn't know if we could get him because of the cost, and we ended up with the sponsorship. We were able to do it.
That's great. I think it's kind of tradition, and for good reason, that most of the acts that come to county fairs are country or kind of country flavored. Can you talk a little bit about that? That's part of the thinking, isn't it?
County Fair relates back to 169 years ago when we started. It was a place for the local farmer the ag community to come show off their goods, whether it be their tomatoes out of their garden, their sweet corn out of the patch, their prize-winning boar, or their champion heifer, to market that to the other rest of the community. And we're so deeply rooted with the ag community, it was only a natural because of the stories that country music tells typically is that of the farmer, whether it be the good times or the bad times.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a kind of an easy choice to relate to the most people, with Knox County being mostly ag-related.
Yeah. Well, I like the way you tied that all together there. And also, I'm kind of thinking that there is more opportunity to pull in fair growers from other counties with an act like this. Not that, you know, they might not come for the demo derbies and stuff, but a lot of fairs have demo derbies. So
yeah,
this is pretty unique.
We're working with Inked Entertainment out of Peoria. They help several county fairs in the state, and also I have a big part with the Galva, the Backroads Music Fest, and also with Tailgate and Tall Boys that happens down in Peoria. Casey Blakely's their county fairs chairman and vice president of county fairs. I think is his exact title, and he's just phenomenal. All of the people down there are phenomenal to work with and good resources to pull ideas from and help you. They want you to succeed because that means they're going to succeed also.
Right. Ty, I don't think I have any more questions for you. Is there anything else about this in particular, the county fair, or anything else, I guess, exciting brewing for 2019 that people should be looking for?
We're going to, you know, our grandstand shows are set. We're planning on starting off on Monday night with our harness racing. We made the move last year to start the harness racing, like, I think it's 5 p.m., and kind of be a night show.
Mm-hmm.
We had the largest number of horses we've ever had at our harness racing. So that's going to start our grandstand shows off, and then we're going to move into Tuesday night with our traditional truck and tractor pulls, and then Wednesday night will be stock car races, kind of thing we're known for. Thursday night, of course, is our concert with Craig Morgan and Brushville. Then Friday night will be the figure eight races, and Saturday will conclude the fair with the demo derby.